This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan and together with me is Dashran Johan. So today we are going to be talking about former Miss Universe Malaysia Samantha Katie James, who has come under fire on social media this past week for her posts on African Americans and the ongoing protests in America. But many people have also spoken out against what they perceive as cyberbullying towards her on this issue. So we discuss what's been going on and where the line is between calling someone out and cyberbullying.
Right. So if you'd like to send us some thoughts on the topic, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yes. So this week has seen a social media outcry when former Miss Universe Malaysia Samantha Katie James came under fire for her posts on her public Instagram account. So on Monday, the 1st of June, she put up a series of Insta stories about African Americans, the Black Lives Matters movement and the current protests that are happening in America following the killing of George Floyd. So among other things, Samantha's posts asked African Americans to, and I'm quoting, relax, and quoting again, that they chose to be born as a colored person in America for a reason, which was to learn a certain lesson.
Right. So, you know, unsurprisingly, she attracted a lot of criticisms for these posts, with people calling her posts things like ignorant or racist. And as more people began sharing what she had said, the number of comments calling her out ballooned and criticism came pouring in from outside of Malaysia as well. As of earlier today, she currently has more than 100,000 comments on her Instagram page criticizing her posts. And in the initial day or so of her posts, Samantha was replying and disagreeing with people criticizing her and even standing by her posts.
Mm. And she was called out by many well-known names for these posts, not just, you know, anonymous netizens or you know, people following her page. And this included actor Henry Golding, YouTuber Ginny Boy, comedian Jason Leong, radio personality and former Miss Universe Malaysia Dato' Yasmin Yusof, as well as the national director of Miss Universe Malaysia organization, Elaine Daly. And finally, on Tuesday, the 2nd of June, Samantha did post an apology on her Instagram account.
Right. But the repercussions of this outrage have been wide. Besides the widespread outrage and criticism, her reputation appears to have taken a hit. The Miss Universe Malaysia organization also released a statement distancing themselves from Samantha's remarks, saying they were inappropriate, offensive, unacceptable and hurtful. A petition has been started on change.org asking for her to be stripped off a Miss Universe Malaysia title, and that petition currently has over 125,000 signatures. She has also been publicly dropped from a beauty brand that she represented. And Samantha's Instagram verification has also been removed by the social media platform.
Mm. So this incident has become bigger and bigger and it's attracted more and more responses. And while this has been happening, there have also been calls by some parties to not cyberbully Samantha. So just to give some context here, cyberbullying is usually defined as an aggressive, intentional act or behavior that is carried out by a group or an individual using electronic forms of contact repeatedly and over time against a victim who cannot easily defend him or herself. So in this case, people have come forward to say that netizens should not descend into personal attacks or threatening comments and saying that this would constitute cyberbullying. And among the people who have spoken up about this are comedian Harith Iskandar, model Alicia Amin, and YouTuber Arvind Kumar.
But this whole issue gets very complicated when we look at the online space, right? While most of us will agree that making threats is never acceptable, how do we draw the line between calling someone out and cyberbullying? And how does it change things when it's a public personality who makes public posts?
Yeah, I think the area does get quite grey because it's also a highly emotive issue. It's something that's happening right now. Mm. It's something that's been simmering for a really long time. So I think it pushes a lot of buttons. So to unpack some of these questions, we have on the line writer and social media personality, Sumitra Selvaraj, who often takes on issues of social justice and online harassment in her social media content. So thanks for joining us, Sumitra. When it comes to a public personality on social media, how do we draw the line between calling someone out and cyberbullying?
So I feel that everybody is entitled to their opinion on social media. And because that is what social media is. A personal social media page is a space where you can put your thoughts forward, which should be within whatever community guidelines are laid out by whichever social media platform that you choose to share your thoughts on. And these community guidelines, you know, cover the big sort of isms, right? The racism, sexism, discrimination, and all of that. And so you've got to be fairly aware that when you put your point of view forth, it should try and fall within the walls of those guidelines. Now, when somebody turns around and says to you, I don't like what you're saying, it's an opportunity for you to be able to either A, say, well, I don't care whether you like what I'm saying or not. I'm going to say it anyway. Or B, it's an opportunity for you to turn around and say, I wonder why they're saying that. I think everybody is entitled to be able to react to an opinion, but the ability to be able to separate what has been said versus the person saying it, I think is a problem that we're seeing kind of snowballing at the moment, if that makes sense.
And is that where we get into cyberbullying territory? I mean, it's usually quite clear to most of us that threatening physical harm and so on is unacceptable. But there are also personal attacks on things like appearance, on background. Is that when it becomes problematic?
It does, because I think in order to have a conversation or in order to further discourse about a subject or topic on social media, person A puts their viewpoint forward. Person B wades in and says, I don't agree with you, X, Y, Z. Those are the reasons why I don't agree with you. Person A then turns around and says, well, you know, you may feel that way and there's nothing I can do about it, end of conversation. Or person A can turn around and say, but what if ABC? Now, if person B turns around and says, well, you're stupid, that's also to me the end of conversation. There is a point, I think, in every conversation where people can agree to disagree. And when they don't, I think the opportunity for cyberbullying then presents its ugly head. Because then what happens is the conversation goes further and further away from the actual topic that was being discussed to why the two people are actually saying this, what their perhaps cultural backgrounds are, who they are as people, what their influences are. And suddenly all of that gets dragged into the muck and mire rather than focusing on what was actually being said. And I think I agree with you that that's exactly when cyberbullying happens. Oh, you're saying this because you're Malaysian. You're saying this because you're Indian. You're saying this because of, you know, whatever. That's when it becomes personal.
Hmm. So the other thing that happens with online discussions is there are people who often call for politeness or niceness. But here's the thing, when it comes to emotive and personal issues like racism, it can get difficult to keep things, you know, nice. Is politeness something we should be looking for in these conversations?
Politeness or niceness? I think you're right. Everybody starts off that way, and then it descends into a bit of a fist fight soon after. I suppose the question for me to think about is why does it descend so quickly? Because everybody can start off nice. Everybody has the ability to be able to start off polite. I think it possibly descends into the not niceness because there is an inability for both parties to find common ground. And when frustration sets in, there's all the more likely reason to reach for the lowest hanging fruit, which is to throw a slur or to throw a personal attack of sorts. I think it's important to try to be nice because if somebody is sharing their opinion on social media, as horrible as it is, as wrong as it might be, I feel all you can do as a content consumer is to be able to take that piece of information, take that opinion, look at it, think about what is it that you don't like about it, and share your feedback with the content creator. It's almost exactly the same as if you came up against a stranger in the middle of the street who was spewing, let's say, racist slurs, or being just really, really horrible, saying really sexist, horrible jokes out loud. What would you do at that point in time? You would walk up to them and say, hey, that's not very nice. I don't think you should be doing this. And if they continue, what would your reaction be? And I'm asking as a real-life example, right? If you met this person in the middle of the street, if you really didn't like what they were saying, is your instinct to swing and to throw a punch? Because if that is your instinct because you can't get your point across, then I dare say that's what's going to happen on social media as well. When in reality, what you need to be doing is going to the right authorities and making a report. I saw this person on the street saying things that they shouldn't have. They were disturbing the peace. Can you do something about it? That's the way forward.
Right. And what about the personality themselves? How accountable is a person with a public platform for the opinions and messages they post?
That's a tough one. You know, I've learned over the last couple of years that there are public personalities who are flat earthers. There are public personalities who are anti-vaxxers. There are public personalities who deny the climate emergency. And they are still celebrities, and it is still their opinion. And of course, they have an ability then to influence a lot of people with their opinion. Going up to them and saying to them, you're wrong, hasn't worked. You've seen this, I've seen this. It simply doesn't work. I stand by the fact that everybody is allowed an opinion, but it has to be couched within the social contract that we've all signed, that we all don't want to live in a racist world. We all don't want to live in a sexist world. Some of us do. Some people do. Some people still believe in those truisms in their own cultures and their own lives, perhaps. But the majority of people are trying to work towards a world where there isn't racism, where there isn't discrimination, where there isn't sexism. And so I feel that if you have an opportunity to be able to speak out against it, great. But if that's really what you believe and you put it out on a public platform, all you can do is bear the brunt or bear the consequences of your actions. Who's going to come along and say to you, no, you can't do that, take it down immediately? And who's going to cause you to actually take it down? It's already a belief to them.
So, Sumitra, you know, from this whole incident with Samantha James posting and even the responses that we've been seeing, what lessons do you think we can take away from this incident?
So if you look at Samantha James's initial posts and the kind of feedback that she got to them, you know, there were quite a few comments that were trying to be able to educate her on the right way forward. There were people of color who were saying, hey, you know, this is why I think what you said isn't right, and this is why it doesn't sit well with me. Are you able to accept this point of view? Unfortunately, her subsequent posts showed you that, you know, she had a different sort of reality when it came to understanding what she wrote. And it goes back to what I said earlier. How do you convince somebody who believes that they didn't say anything wrong that they have said something wrong? And for every single one of those people who are hurling vitriol and abuse and you know, horrible personal attacks at her, I really don't think it achieved anything except, you know, give another face or another facet to this whole phenomenon of cyberbullying, because it hasn't changed anything in the way Samantha has approached this. Her apology was really half-baked. Her subsequent posts just seem to reiterate her original ideas. And I think if there's any lesson that I would take away from this, is that it's important to be able to speak up. if somebody is saying something that you disagree with, I think you have a right to be able to go to their page and say, hey, you know, I feel that what you're saying is quite ignorant. I mean, listen to what the other people of color are saying and see if you can take a lesson away from that. Register your discontent. Register your disapproval. Register your disagreement to what was being said. But don't stick up for the personal attacks. Don't say, yeah, and you know, she said all of that only because she's XYZ. That doesn't further the conversation in any way, shape, or form. But by all means, register your discontent.
Thank you, Sumitra. That was Sumitra Selvaraj, a writer and social media personality. So just a couple of WhatsApps that have come in. We have James who WhatsApped in to say, BFM should do their due diligence and have Miss James on air to let her explain or apologize. Just to quickly clarify that we're not really discussing her posts as such. And instead, what we are doing is the reaction and how, and basically we're trying to pass this line between what constitutes cyberbullying versus this calling out of someone when they post something right online. We have Magnus who texted in to say, with great power comes great responsibilities. Yes, something I think most of us could yes keep in mind.
Great Uncle Ben quote right there.
Exactly. I thought a lot about these reactions as well, yeah, because I think that this line sometimes seems very clear, you know, and sometimes it doesn't. What constitutes cyberbullying for you, Dashrin?
I think if you're just looking at it, cyberbullying as a whole, right? I think cyberbullying is when you personally attack someone. So if someone, for example, doesn't like a movie and then he says, okay, I don't like this movie. And then you say, oh, why don't you like the movie? I actually think it's good, blah, blah, blah. I think that's okay. But when you start personally and you start saying, oh, I wish you would die, or, you know, these sort of things, I think that's when, you know, it starts to go into that line, especially when it, you know, starts piling on and when many people start coming
Yeah,
up
so
to
the volume of it, I get it, right? It's like, yeah, and I think what happens with these issues when they snowball online, yeah, and this is true for the internet in many cases, is that it attracts both the best and worst of people. And I think that when it balloons into thousands of comments, you know, you're going to get the worst, as well as people who are legitimately just trying to have a conversation with
right
you. I sort of have a hard line when you make personal attacks and personal threats. But I also don't think that it's necessarily wrong to express your opinion in a strong and sort of even harsh way, because as long as you're not threatening someone, I think these conversations are difficult conversations, and it's not always easy to talk about them.
Yeah, and I think especially if you're, you know, if you want to zoom in on this thing, right? You see, I'm personally finding it very difficult to sympathize with Samantha. So I honestly find what she said to be totally unacceptable. Even her apology, which was, you know, I agree with what Sumitra said earlier, which is kind of half-baked. I'm also not going to tell people to stop being angry, because I think at this point, especially, we should be angry. You know, we should put our foot down and say enough is enough. You know, Samantha says she understands racism. I can tell you that as a dark-skinned Malaysian Indian, let me just say, Samantha, you do not understand racism in Malaysia. And none of us will ever be able to understand the centuries of systemic racism faced by the black community in America. You know, we can empathize, but we do not understand what they have been going through. But you see, this is what the discussion should be about.
Yes, exactly. So that's the problem when people get personal, right? Because I'm fine with you, especially when the person is a public personality and it's on a public platform, by all means engage with them. You know, call them out when they're saying things that you disagree with. But the problem when it crosses the line into, you know, making threats, into making personal attacks, into making petty insults, is that you're no longer talking about all these things that you just said.
Yeah.
You're no longer talking about the important issue of, you know, of whether it's Black Lives Matter, whether it's racism, whether it's the protests. But instead, we are now talking about we're talking about cyberbullying. We're talking about, you know, should we speak to her in that way, which completely misses the point and doesn't allow any space for conversation or growth.
Exactly. Because you just look, it was only a couple of days ago, I believe, where she posted, you know, her first string of posts on her Insta stories and all. So at first it was racism, but the sheer volume of, you know, some of them have been constructive and all that, which is good. That's what we need. Like I said, even if you're angry and all that, that's good. But also, you know, when you start doing personal attacks and all, then now you have all these big media personalities and all start saying that, okay, maybe we shouldn't cyberbully her. So now over the past, like the course of the next 2 to 3 days, over the past 2 to 3 days, it has gone from what it's supposed to be, which is racism, into cyberbullying. Now we are trying to, you know, gauge the reactions, whether we who are reacting to the post have crossed the line or not. So I feel like that, you know, just stick to the content that she posts.
Right.
Yeah.
And not make it about the issue and not about the person, I think should be the thing that we take away from this. We do have to wrap up, but, you know, this is a huge conversation. And if you have thoughts that you'd like to share with us, you know, about cyberbullying, about whether it's okay to call out people online, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Or you can drop us a message on Facebook. We are BFM The Bigger Picture. If you've missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my/dailydigest. On the BFM app or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on By the Book, we will be celebrating the Global Day of Parents, which was on June 1st. So my co-host Chui Lin and I will be talking about different parents in books and how they've been depicted. That's it from us today. We will leave you now with Talking About a Revolution by Tracy Chapman, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.